This is Datum or Ditch'em, the dating show that debates whether a couple's first date is a home run.
You are everything I never knew I always wanted.
Or a run for home.
To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
And now, the host of Datum or Ditch'em, the date doctor, Jamie Blazinski.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Datum or Ditch'em. I am Jamie Blazinski, here with my husband, Eric. And
Hi, everybody.
Here to talk about love, dating, and relationships. To find us, go to Gut5, that's the number 5minutes.com, or search The Date Doctor on Facebook. Here we are on a Sunday night. It's snowing.
A lot.
Like 7 inches of snow.
Way more than 7 inches of snow.
I haven't been paying much attention. How much snow do we have?
9 or 10 inches at this point.
Wow, that's a
lot.
It's
a lot of snow for December in Richmond.
And the irony is, I just flew back in last night from New England, where we left because we moved away. And one of the things we were so happy to leave was snow. And I was up there and there was no snow. And I came back
here.
Well,
do you know, when we first moved here, I would keep a little mental tally in my head. And I think, oh, yeah, they just got a storm up there. They got another 8 inches. 4 days later, ooh, they got another 8 inches. I got nothing here. And I would keep a little tally in my head thinking, yeah, I made the right decision, you poor suckers.
Yeah.
And it's less important to me now, but I think at this point we probably have more snow than they've had back in Connecticut or even in my hometown of Buffalo.
At this point, but not cumulative over the lifetime of the move.
No, at this point for this season, I mean.
At this point for this season, very true. So I was up in New England and it was fun, Eric. We had a big event on Thursday night in Boston.
Thursday night in Boston, yep.
And a gigantic event on Friday night in Connecticut. And it was just a party. I mean, there was a point where, like, I had these games to play and I did a little bit and I try, you know, to get some games in, but the dance floor was just so packed that I would have looked like a complete idiot trying to clear the dance floor to get people to play a game when clearly nobody needed that. Any more icebreakers or interactive activities, because everybody was just partying and dancing and having fun. And it was quite an incredible experience.
Good.
There was one thing that I thought.
Any matches that you know of?
Yes, a million. No, I mean, not a million, but there were so many. And that's one of the fun things. After a party, I get a lot of messages. And this is interesting, Eric. They're usually from the women. And they say, I met this guy, Steve, last night. I know he was about 40 and he lived in Middletown. Can you find him and give him my number? I get that a lot, but it's always,
well, why
always
does that happen? Because they just don't have the wherewithal to pull the trigger on the day of the event. Is that right?
And there were 250 people there. So sometimes people get shuffled and get lost and they don't get back to that person. And they're like, I was talking to him at one point and then I went to dance with my friends and then I didn't see him. And then suddenly it ended and I couldn't find him. That happens. Hmm. And sometimes the guy didn't ask the number, or they're with a big group of people and it's kind of, who wants to get shot down in front of seven people standing around talking? Or,
well, you know what's interesting is, like, if you think about that event, if you go back to, like, bar hopping days, you would kind of wait until the, till bar time, until it was getting pretty late before you'd go in for the number, you know?
Yeah.
But these events, you know, they end kind of early.
Well, the Connecticut one, it was supposed to go 7:30 to 10, but we ended up there till almost 11 because it was just much fun. No one was stopping. The DJ, Sabrina, was great. She wasn't stopping. You know, she just was happy to be doing it. But you know what was kind of, my sister came with me and she was really fun. We had a really good time. And we were talking about this guy, and I don't actually remember his name, although I could guess. He was early 50s, newly divorced. And he stood in the very, I don't know if you'd call it front or back, but in the area where people came in, and never really even went to the crowd. But he was so attractive and had such, like, great energy and a smile that every time you turned around, somebody would just go up and talk to him. And a lot of times you walk in and you have to work the crowd and it's hard. And it was just remarkable. I don't think he had intentions of doing this. And
so
he was,
do you
super
think
nice.
That you think it, because he was so good looking, the ladies would just come up to him and talk to him?
I think it was two things.
So
it
is this a strategy?
Honestly,
just hang out in the corner, be a wallflower.
He had not ever done anything like this. He was brand new to the divorce world. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he caught my attention very quickly. And I went up and talked to him, and he actually had spilled some sauce on his shirt, and he didn't have a name tag because he never made it to the name tag cable. And I was laughing. I'm like, you need a name tag. He's like, do I? I'm like, yeah, you got a stain on your shirt. You need a name tag over that stain.
With a name tag over your stain. Very good. Very smart.
Yeah. And he was very funny about it, and he was very nice. And anyone that came up to him, he was friendly and happy to talk to. And a lot of people were saying, who is that guy? It wasn't just that he was very good looking.
They weren't thinking he was going to shoot the place up.
No. I mean, he just had this. I really don't think it was a strategy. I think he just had this energy and this confidence and this welcome, able to walk up and talk to him, because sometimes there's beautiful girls in the room and people won't go up and talk to them because they're not really welcoming in their demeanor. And he was. But regardless, yes, being that good looking also does help given that gift. But
Let's call him Carl. Nice job, Carl. Sounds like you did well. Did he get some digits?
I'm quite sure.
Nice. Good job, Carl.
He did very well. So while I was gone, apparently you mentioned today, you started to talk to me that you did a little bit of shopping. And I said, whoa, you bought that? And then I said, save it for the show. So you shop more than me, and it's kind of funny. And you see things, and you...
I don't shop more than you.
Online you do.
I don't think so.
Well, recently you bought the pressure cooker, and you thought...
I bought the pressure cooker here. I bought the not online.
Yeah, whatever, in general. But what did you buy the other day? And then you told me that you just bought a drone, by the way. But besides that, you told me you bought something to iron your clothes with, something that was, you're like an as seen on TV.
No, this thing, I forget what it's called. But you hang your clothes on a hanger, and it pulls them into the thing, and it steams them and gets out the wrinkles. And then it pushes it out the other side on the hanger.
Oh, my God. Of course you
bought that. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing technology. I was actually literally that morning, and I feel like it was a Facebook ad. I feel like Facebook knows what's in my mind, and it's really scary because I was thinking this that morning. I'm looking at my closet. I'm like, God, I've got 40 shirts here, and there's only 4 that I'll wear because there's only 4 that are actually ironed.
Why don't you... You pay the dry cleaner. Don't they come home ironed? I don't understand.
Well, there's times where you'll take a shirt that deserves ironing and you'll put it into the wash machine and then you'll hang it on a hanger.
Eric, if it's in the laundry basket, it goes in the washing machine. Yeah. If it's in your closet, it goes to the dry cleaner. Yeah, that's the system. You're in charge of that system. Oh. But that wasn't what I was talking about. You bought me something else. You said that there was something that was going to make our laundry fluffier or something.
Oh, I bought you the... Okay, so this was another ad. They got me. They're getting me with the ads.
Yeah, you're a little gullible.
It's not gullible. Well, it's noticing something that is
not a problem,
a desire. It's a need. I'm noting problems and looking for solutions.
All right, let me just say this. The other thing, the iron. What are the chances are you think that iron works as well as it looks like it works on TV?
It is
one out of five.
Even if it's 50%.
Okay, 1 out of 10.
Okay.
10 being it works perfectly. Mm-hmm. What are the chances you think it's going to meet your expectations?
I am guessing that my expectations are rather low. So if it clears out 70% of the wrinkles on a newly laundered shirt, I'm good. I'll wear that shirt. The way they are now, I am not wearing those wrinkled super shirts.
So answer the question. 1 to 10. What number do you think it will meet your expectations? What are the chances it will meet your expectations?
I think you probably have it's going to be an 8.
Okay, I'm taking
80% chance it will meet my expectations.
I am taking the under. In fact, I'm willing to take under 40. Fair. I'm willing to take half of that and go under.
Well, here's my thinking. My thinking is
they're very good at marketing it and making it look perfect. It's just like all the
good
cosmetic products that make you look 10 years younger. They don't. The lighting's different.
I mean, it works or it doesn't. I mean, that's it. That's all there is to it.
Eric will return it if it doesn't work. And the good thing about you, because some people don't. No, it's not obvious. There are many people that buy things that don't work and are just too busy or lazy or tired or disinterested or don't care enough about the money to go through the aggravation of returning it. This is a real thing. If you didn't return things, this would irritate the crap out of me. But you did return the pressure cooker. And I was like, where's the pressure cooker? No, I don't want it. No, I don't want it. All right. And now you have another thing that you bought. And we got to make this quick.
These are they're called like dryer balls or something. They're balls. They're, you know, probably 4 inches in diameter. And you put them in with your clothes and they act as a fabric softener.
Is there
and a static cling kind of reducer.
Do we have a static cling problem? Does your sock stick to your shirt? Do you ever pull out a t-shirt and the sock is stuck to it? We don't have a static cling problem, honey.
No.
Do you ever remember any static cling issue?
Maybe they grounded the dryers or something.
Or maybe the products you use stops it. But we don't have a static cling issue. And now the fluffy thing. Do we have a fluffy issue? Do you want your clothes to be fluffier?
Yeah, I would like that.
You've never told
me. Especially like jeans, you know. You throw these little balls in with the jeans. It probably helps to dry them.
I don't think so.
Oh, I think it does.
Yeah, okay.
If so, let's say you had a bunch of balled up jeans. And you have these little four-inch or 3.5-inch balls in between them. It adds airspace in there, promotes airflow.
Oh, my God.
And absolutely will dry.
Genius.
I'm guessing these things will dry your clothes 20% faster than otherwise they would have dried.
Really?
Yeah. I think they'll have that drastic an impact.
How much fluffier will they be?
Well, I don't know the fluffy measurement, but your clothes will be softer.
Will you be, how satisfied do you think you will be with these dryer balls?
They were $12. And I got them on Amazon. And it was an ad that I found that said the 36 most useful products that you could find on Amazon. And I went through all 36 and I was bound and determined to purchase one. Yeah,
and that was the winner.
That was the winner. Yeah. Oh, you should have seen all the crap on
I'm
there.
I'm glad that you enjoyed that shopping experience. Now, we started the show and you said that you do not shop more than me. And I want you to know that you do shop more than me.
You go to the grocery store five times a week.
I do. I agreed. I go to the grocery store
very
five
inefficient.
Times a week.
Very inefficient.
No, I love to go to the grocery store and buy things fresh.
It doesn't change the fact that it's inefficient.
I'm not going to the grocery store to be efficient.
I didn't say that you were. I'm just saying that it is inefficient. You could go once a week or once every 2 weeks and buy all the stuff that you need.
I like things fresh. That would be
exactly.
Like me saying it's inefficient to golf 18 holes when you could just do 9. That's what it would be like.
No,
this
wouldn't.
Is my hobby.
Because
I enjoy it.
I have
it.
To golf the 18.
And I have to go to the grocery store regularly.
It would be inefficient to walk 18 when I could take a cart.
I enjoy it. It's my hobby. Yeah. It's not a chore.
I didn't say it was supposed to be efficient. So I'm just saying that it's not as efficient as it could be.
I have nothing. I have nothing left to say to this.
Good.
I am going to go to the grocery store tomorrow.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad. Well, you probably won't get there. There's so much snow.
I better get there. I
doubt it.
All right, so what we do is Eric will pull some
we
questions.
We both just breathed in at the same time.
So, and I actually, the Facebook group is sending me some questions here. But Eric is pulling questions from the Date Doctor group and going to ask me them. So join the Date Doctor so you can see the live stream of these questions because sometimes there are hundreds of responses and it's very entertaining and I get the last word on our podcast. So
search The Date Doctor on Facebook and you'll find the group. There's, I don't know, like 4,000 people in there or something like that. Anyway, okay, first question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I need a little sip of water here. I'm feeling a little...
I have water. Oh. Yeah. Prepared.
Sorry, people. All right. What is everyone's thoughts on dating someone with a lot of pets? I love animals, but prefer... Oh, God.
You can't make fun of people's grammar.
I'm not making fun of.
Just skip through it or sum it up.
It throws me because I don't know what they're trying to say.
Okay, so...
What is everyone's thoughts on dating someone with a lot of pets? I love animals, but prefer not to live with them. I work long days, live very clean, and rather save money. I get my animal fixed through volunteering or walking my neighbor's pets. I prefer dogs and allergic to cats. Anyone in a similar situation?
I don't know. Does he really volunteer and walk his neighbor's pets to get an animal fixed?
I don't know. That's
it sounds
what
like
he says.
Something he just
threw
in there to make him sound like
it sounds like
he's
bullshit.
Not
I agree.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he's, you know, who does that? How many people actually, I need a dog fix. Would you like me to walk your dog? I'd like a little dog fix.
Maybe.
It just doesn't sound, it doesn't sit right with me. So
I'm not
going to
hold that against him.
But anyway. It was a funny thread because do you remember when we first met? And
yes, I was going to bring that up.
Oh, you go. I love it when you remember something.
You love it when I remember. Okay, when we first started dating, you had a cat. And I said to you on our first day, I said, so dogs or cats?
You did. It wasn't even a complete sentence. You went, dogs or cats?
Yeah. And you said, Go ahead.
I have a cat, but I think it ran away. I haven't seen it in a day or two, and I'm afraid it was eaten by a coyote.
And I said, oh, thank God.
And I was so upset about the cat disappearing until I met you and you told me that you were allergic to cats. And I thought, well, maybe it's all right.
Yeah.
And you did not have a dog, but you had a
deathly allergic to cats. And I would not have, we wouldn't have dated. I'm pretty sure our relationship would have been over if you had a cat.
Yeah, I would have given it to my ex like your ex did. Remember your ex had the pit bull and then she got an apartment and she couldn't keep it. And I was convinced that she just dumped the pit bull on you because she knew you were dating someone with a baby and thought it would cause problems in the relationship. Do you remember all that?
Yeah, everyone's out to get you. There's always a, what do you call it? Monster under the bed.
I know. I clearly, well, she may have. I don't know.
No, she didn't.
Knows.
Would you give Petey up just so that I wouldn't have a relationship with someone else?
You know, and here's the funny thing with this thread. So it's a good question you wouldn't. Just asked. I don't know, but I'll get back to that response. So I was saying in the thread, you know, well, first of all, I just came back from my sister's house who has three gigantic cats. Well, two of them are absolutely huge and one of them's okay. And her house has cat hair everywhere. And I kept thinking, do I have a cold or am I having allergies? And you just always have like cat hair in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? That ever happen to you where you're with someone that has a lot of cats?
I'm allergic to cats. Yeah, I've never had cat hair in my mouth.
I'm always like, oh, there's cat hair everywhere. So it's kind of annoying to have that many cats, but I understand they become people's family. And I'm kind of like, you know, if you meet someone that you really love, that treats you so well and you're so happy, and you had somebody in your family that was willing to take your cat because they were allergic, wouldn't it be okay to rehome that cat? And it honestly depends on how much you want to find love.
Look, it's a cat, right?
People
a
were
dog,
very mad.
I totally understand a dog.
Ooh.
You wouldn't get rid of a dog. But a cat, yeah, of course. Cats are like useless animals and they're awful.
You are going to get so much hate mail.
Look, I don't get mail. No one has my email address.
The truth is, if I were single and I had Petey and I love that dog more than anything in the world. I mean, that dog is my buddy. But if I had somebody that was, but most people aren't allergic to dogs, but let's just say it's somebody that was deathly allergic to Petey and I adored this guy and he made me so happy. And one of our neighbors lost their dog and they're like, you know what? I would love to take him. And then my boyfriend gets to move in and I get happily ever after and my dog is in a great home. I would do it. It would hurt, but I think that finding love is so amazing. I would not bring it. Eric just pulled up a picture.
That is the ugliest picture of Petey that I have ever seen.
Oh my God, that's the prettiest picture of him.
Where was this taken?
I don't know.
On the deck previous?
Yeah, it looks like our deck.
It's our old deck.
Oh, love that picture.
Okay.
He's just adorable. Mm-hmm. So it would be a hard thing to do, but it depends how much do you want to find love. And my sister even said, most people I date tell me right away they're allergic to cats. It's so common.
Well, I mean, that's what you just say.
To get out? I can't do it with your cats.
You're on a date. Oh, hey, how you doing? And then she mentions she has cats. And you go, oh, thank God. I'm allergic.
People have a problem with pets in the bed. And it's super freaking annoying. If a pet's going to keep you up at night, they have to get out of the bed.
Yeah.
You don't sacrifice sleep because your animal needs to sleep in the same bed as you. It's just not right.
Agreed.
Okay, so the answer is, if she has a cat and you don't like cats, the cat might get eaten by a coyote. You never know. How long does an animal live? You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe
cats
eventually.
Cats can go a long time, 13, 14 years.
Depends how, you got to find out the age of the cat. And if they're older, then you know what? They're older and it's going to end.
Little arsenic in a can of tuna fish.
Oh, you are. I'm telling you, I'm going to be fighting off the cat lovers.
Hmm.
What else you got? Did you have another question in there?
I'm a PETA member, by the way.
What's a PETA?
PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. I'm just kidding. I'd never kill a cat.
Right. I'm
obviously kidding. I don't mean you're actually put arsenic. I don't even know where you would get arsenic into a can of tuna fish and feed it to a cat.
Right. Thank you.
You would rehome the cat.
I'm obviously kidding. You just came to. But see, we talked about this in another show where people don't know that you're kidding. So when you just said
really?
I was.
You think there's a person out there that's thinking that I'm thinking.
Oh,
let's actually kill the cat.
Listeners, you have to message me. Oh, it's Jaimy. That's how you spell my first name. It's really weird. J-A-I-M-Y at got5, G-O-T, the number 5 minutes.com. And validate me so I can tell Eric that sometimes our listeners don't know that you are kidding. And I listen to you and I think, I know Eric thinks everybody knows. Every one of our listeners knows when Eric's joking, but they don't. So I so appreciate that you just came clean and realized this might be one of those times that you need to actually tell people that you're kidding because they don't know.
Okay. I didn't really see it as a coming clean, more of a stating the obvious. But
it wasn't okay. Obvious.
It's we have 13 inches of snow now, just for whoever's counting.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That's
a lot. Wow. Going to have to go out and shovel.
That's a lot of snow. Is it done? All right.
No, it's not. It's going to snow until like 5 a.m.
All right, back to the next question.
All right, so that what is that, a datum or a ditchum? I'm not really sure.
Sometimes we just don't get there. Sometimes we don't fully get to the datum or ditchum. You will rule out an entire population, a huge part of the population, if you won't date anybody with a pet. If somebody is excessive with pets and that doesn't work for you and she's got like 2 dogs and 6 cats and spends a fortune on food and all that, then... Eric, people that are excessive about anything are a challenge for some people. And that's just the way it is. So what are you, like, if you had to say you were excessive about one thing, what would it be?
Excessive?
Yeah,
what does that mean? I'm not sure what that means.
Like, somebody that's excessive with pets has, like, 5 cats.
Obsessive?
No, has a lot of. Is more extreme.
An excess amount of.
Or an extreme.
An extreme amount of.
Yes. So, like, a very liberal person might be excessive with her thoughts on politics, and it's extreme, an extremist. Like, I think for you and I, it would be considered food. I can't think of anything else that we're extreme or excessive with. But anytime someone is extreme or excessive on something, it may be a turnoff to another person. And that's what it is. And if he may not be able to date somebody that's extreme or excessive with animals, and that is totally acceptable. It doesn't mean he hates animals. I feel like he's trying to soften it by saying he walks the neighbor's dogs to be like, I'm not an animal hater. I just don't want to spend a fortune. But, you know, maybe he does. I don't know. But my point is, if she's excessive and that's annoying to you, yeah, it won't work. People that are excessive about certain things can be really difficult.
So it's both.
Yeah.
Why do I have no volume on this? That's so weird.
I don't know, but remember we talked that we don't talk about the show, the logistics of the... All right, do you have another question?
The woes of the amateur podcaster.
I cringe when I'm listening to the show and you start talking about something not the levels.
We're amateur podcasters.
I know. So as we move from amateur to non-amateur, that's when you stop talking about the logistics.
If we're
going
to move to non-amateur, we need somebody to pay us to do this.
I knew you were going to say we needed more equipment.
No, we don't need new equipment. We need... people to donate.
Oh, we need to make money.
Should we beg for money on this show?
Well, we have the Patreon. We just don't seem to fully have it set up and working yet.
It's fully set up and working.
All right, somebody go there and give us, even if it's $1, just to let us know that it works and that you listen to our show, and that would be wonderful. How do they get there?
I'd be happy if 1,000 people went in and donated $1. That'd be
fantastic.
I'll
just take one.
Okay, one's good. What? Go to patreon.com/datedoctor.
We're going to have to look at it after the show.
Okay.
Just to kind of check it out. All right, you have another question.
Okay. I do?
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay. Okay, so this is something that you posted, I guess, from something?
Sometimes I post things.
I often hear people refer to an ex as, quote, a difficult person, end quote. I have heard both men and women say this about an ex. Can you give me an example of a difficult person? Did we go over this already?
I don't know, but the problem is sometimes the difficult person thinks the person they're dating is the difficult person, and they don't know that they're the difficult person.
What?
I hate when you say what. Sometimes the person
I'm
that
just being
thinks
difficult.
Yeah, that the way I define a difficult person is somebody that says what after I've explained an entire thing, which basically means you weren't listening.
I weren't listening. No, I was listening. You said that sometimes the person who thinks that the other person is a difficult person
is
actually
really
the difficult person.
Yeah. And if they could realize, wait, might I be the difficult person? And what could I change to be less difficult? and they figure it out and they change it. Sometimes the person they think is difficult is less difficult, and you may not have followed that, but somebody somewhere understood what I just said.
Good.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's good. All right. We can move right along from that question. You have anything else that you want to talk about?
That's it. We're done talking about difficult people?
Well, I don't know. You got something to add? A difficult person is someone that's unwilling to admit they're wrong, is somebody that's so rigid, and somebody that's manipulative, that tries to make somebody feel bad to get their way, that tries to convince them, oh my God, I can't believe you think that way. What's wrong with you? Yeah. And they actually start to convince somebody.
Maybe we are done talking about that.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay.
But it was an interesting thread. Join the Date Doctor group to check that out and chime in and follow it. I have a question from somebody that was messaging me. Sometimes people on Facebook, on the Date Doctor group, private message me with their questions. And sometimes I just think that they're so interesting and I put them aside in my notes and decide I'm going to talk about this on the next show. And that's what happened with this question.
Oh, yeah, go. Do you write this? Did you write all this stuff down? Because there's about 9 times in the last week you've said, whoa, let's talk about that on the show. And then I walk away dissatisfied because I never got to talk about that thing.
I have some things that I'll look at my phone in 1 second. But this one I did write down. And this is a woman that claims to be very busy. All right. She has a job. She has kids. She has different things that she does and volunteers at the school party and this and that. And she has tried multiple, what I call, she didn't call it this, I call it MLM companies. You know what I'm saying? So on the side, she sold Tupperware and then she went to Roden and Fields and then she went to some vitamin thing. And she's kind of always doing one of those things on top of everything. So she is saying that when she dates guys, that she's always telling them how busy she is. She makes time for them, she said, but she often hears from them that her life is just too cluttered and busy and they don't know where she's going to fit them in and they get annoyed. And I asked her in this conversation that we had, which is a coaching session. We do $25 15-minute coaching sessions. And I asked her if she is busy or does she tell them that she's busy? And she said a lot of times on the dates, she'll be a little bit spastic and be like, oh my God, I have so much going on. I've got a Tupperware party.
Maybe
blah, blah, blah. Yes, that's it. But why might somebody be so busy? Like, would you describe yourself as so busy? Like so much to do that it's cluttered and you're frantic? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being crazy busy that you just can't keep up, and 1 being pretty zen and relaxed.
Generally, even if I have 100 things to do and I can only do 4 of them today, I'm still not crazy and spastic. I think, who can I get to do the other 96 things? And if I can't, it's going to have to wait.
And you're okay with that. You would never be on a date telling somebody how hectic or busy or crazy it is. So what kind?
No, I would not.
Why would somebody do that? So it's either somebody.
Why do you think?
It's either somebody that's very disorganized, somebody that can't say no. Every time someone asks them to do something, they're like, okay, sure. And then people know that. People know, oh, we can always ask Susie. She'll bake the cupcakes. She'll do the carpool. She'll do the extra. And then that's what happens. Doesn't ask for help.
No, that.
No, those are possibilities. Here. There are others, but those aren't no, honey. You go,
No. No, it's in my opinion.
See, you were just kidding right there, and people don't necessarily know that when you're like, no.
No, I actually wasn't kidding. I was actually saying, no, that's not it.
No.
And then I realized that was probably a little aggressive and decided to back off on that aggressive stance. But I don't think that's it. I think that what it is. No, you're shaking your head. No.
What do you think it
That's
is?
Not it?
No,
you don't know what I'm going to say.
There's like 5 things that this would be. So you have yours.
It's a person who gets some value out of pretending that they are busy, whether they're busy or not. So there's some message that they're saying when they say I'm a busy person. They're associating their value with being busy. That's why they bring it up on a date, because they want to present themselves as being a valuable person.
Because they think that makes them a better contributor and a more valuable person.
Right.
So they want, oh, I'm important. Look at me. That's one, Eric.
Yes.
But the other ones also exist. There are people that can't say no. They're just insecure and they feel bad
I
and
know,
then they get
but
stressed
those
out.
People,
don't
those
talk
people,
about it.
But those people, exactly right.
I
They're not
get
out there
it.
Presenting. I am super busy to a person on a date. Only a person who's thinking, I need to present value to a potential mate is saying, I'm super busy. And then
Eric Blazinski, you are right.
Ding, ding. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Where is it here? Why is that so quiet?
I'm going to smack you when you talk about technology issues on the show. Man. If you didn't say why is that so quiet, nobody would really think about it.
Yes, they would.
They might have thought that was a little quiet, but you talking about it like takes away energy of the show. You have to stop doing it. I need like a
people love it.
Electric shock collar on you every time you do something like
people
that.
Love
you're just
it.
Gonna go zzz, zzz, zzz,
people love it.
And then you'll stop.
Ooh, that was better. I don't know. Messed up. Anyway,
and then the other thing, well, for this lady, right, the three MLM, she didn't call them MLM companies. She just named the three companies that she works through. Who goes through three different companies like that? You know, it's like always you're starting something new. You're taking a risk. It's a lot of work. If two didn't work, it might not be your thing.
Well, the concept is that you do the sales and stuff, and then you get other people to do it as well, and then you make money off of them. So if you have multiple people that are going to do multiple things just like you, then you can make you get multiple streams of income.
She's on her third. She doesn't do all three at the same time.
Oh,
the other two didn't work out.
Oh.
So then she starts on a new one.
Yeah, might be time to stop doing those.
It might not work for you, you know, right. If you're going through one, you know, every now and her Facebook is always changing. Oh my gosh, she's selling that now. You know, like sometimes those companies pull you in and make you think this is the perfect product for you to sell. Oh my God, this is the one. And if you've done it three times and it doesn't work, then that whole arena of work might not be for that person.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, I think the ambition's great, but if you really want to find love, you've got to think maybe there's some truth to how busy I am. And what would my life be like if I stopped being so busy? It's not a caller for the podcast.
Let's take a call. Let's take it. Answer it and let's see who it is.
You want me to answer it on the podcast?
Hold on. Is there a way? I can hook it up to the, oh no, I can't because it's on
iPhone. I can put it on speaker.
All right, I just cut a piece out of the podcast that sucked because it was somebody calling about some
making a payment, and she said her name right out there, and we can't put her in the podcast.
Go ahead. So
we're
let's
back.
Move on.
I know, because like I just lost my train of thought.
You were talking about a new topic. We're going to start a new topic. We weren't, but
I have a question in the Day Doctor group. Hot off the press.
Go hot off the press.
If someone says they're a cigar, I don't know how to say this word.
Aficionado.
Oh, thank you. But then smokes e-cig in front of you. Shouldn't they have mentioned that?
I mean, these are not mutually exclusive things. You can be both.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But,
I agree with her. I'm a snob, and I just feel like anyone smoking an e-cigarette or one of those vapes, I don't know.
Should we get her? I'm going to ask her to call in.
I shouldn't say it.
Or would that be too confusing?
No, we don't have time for that.
Okay. So I think that word that she selected is like a match, you know, on profiles.
Aficionado?
Yeah. You select your smoking habit.
Mm.
And I don't know, can you select multiple? Pot smoker,
sure.
Cigar aficionado.
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 There you go.
Oh, good. I learned a new word. And, occasional smoker trying to quit. Oh, man. Could you date an e-cig person, Eric?
No, not a chance. No.
Not a chance.
I feel like if you're going to do it, you might as well smoke, right? So you're either going to get lung cancer or popcorn lung. One of the two.
Yeah.
Which do you want? They're both going to kill you.
Yeah.
Don't do any of these things. I just find them both abhorrent activities.
Yeah.
For a mate. I mean, if you're just a rando out there and you're smoking either, I don't care.
But right. Like we have friends that smoke and it's fine, but could I do it on a regular basis? Ugh,
oh, yeah. If you smoked an e-cig, I would totally divorce you.
Really, if you found out that I was high, you would not. See, these are ridiculous things to say. First of all,
probably
I would never do that, but
I know. That's why we're married. And that's why I can say that.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You got anything else in the group you want to talk about?
I don't have anything. Short show today? How many seconds in are we?
I don't know.
How's that for good podcast content? We're 1,061 seconds in.
All right. Is that perfect?
I don't know.
All right. Give them a little.
Do the math. How many minutes?
Well, all right. So I will end this with telling you guys, come speed dating or a singles event. We have two end of the year parties. And people are getting really sick of online dating, which I love people that online date because I write people's profiles and I think it's a whole lot of fun. I think anything works. But if you're not loving it, at least come out and have fun at our events. But I think something that people need to understand is you might come to an event and you might not find the love of your life. But if you come out and you have some fun, if you're single and you want to live life and just do things that are fun and you don't love to be around couples all the time and go to couples parties or couples neighborhood things, come out to an event to just have some fun with us. Go to my website, got5, that's the number 5minutes.com. Right now we just have events in Connecticut and Richmond, but sign up for something.
I thought that, or go to Patreon and give us a buck.
A buck.
So anyway, I thought that you were going to say we're going to end it with a joke. So I looked up some jokes. You want me to tell one?
I can't even imagine what you got there, but it would probably be better than ending with your singing, which got
definitely
no money
on
Patreon.
God, that was so terrible. I can't believe I did that.
It wasn't terrible. It was funny.
No, it really wasn't.
I thought it was good.
All right. Anything else?
Like, that's it.
All right. Thanks, everybody. See you next week. We'll do this every Sunday.
Bye.